topic, the importance of unity and fellowship, is very significant to our church. Many of our church members are from different backgrounds and cultures. However, we have something in common. We are all one in Christ Jesus. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. As believers of Christ, we are to unite with each other in Christ. That is why we are here today. Our service and the Sunday Fun Day are two of the ways for us to unite with each other in Christ. We need to understand the importance of this unity with all the members of the church. Some of our church members might have seen or heard about the trees in the Redwood National and State Park in California, USA. They are huge and one of the tallest trees in the park. Some trees have big tunnels through which two cars are able to pass. 20 others could surround a tree with hand in hands. After many scholars had researched how those trees could have survived for so long a time, they discovered that the roots of the group of trees were connected and were dependent upon each other. This could be the reason that they have survived in spite of heavy winds and wildfires. In addition, the researchers also found that the trees which were not connected with the group died. This unity among the trees could be applied to our church. To survive in this world, our church members must unite with each other in Christ. A Korean proverb says, 뭉치면 살고 흩어지면 죽는다. This means, if we unite together, we will live. But if we do not unite together, we will die. The book of Psalm 133 verse 1 says, how good and pleasant, and it is then God's people live together in peace. Our God wants the best for us to live together. He wants us to live together and to walk toward unity as a church. Because we are His children in Christ, we need to serve Him and His people. In many ways, we are able to learn much from the early believers of Christ. After the death and the resurrection of Jesus, they had continued to follow God, and they gathered together to pray to God at Pentecost, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Since that time, believers of Christ have been guided by God and united through the Holy Spirit. Now we will read together the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42. The believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. In this verse, we are told that the early believers of Christ spent much time on teaching and doing fellowship together. After they were learning about the Word of God, they connected each other by sharing food, friendship, and encouragement. When believers of God met, the first word comes, teaching. This word is didache in Greek. Didache means more than just teaching. It also means to act with this knowledge to serve God and to serve His people. Believers in the time of Jesus were taught that Jesus was the Lord and Savior. They were taught how to serve God and how to serve His people. They believed that they had to put the Word of God into practice. Second, they walked in fellowship. This word, fellowship, is koinonia. In Greek, originally means sharing with others. The early believers were instructed to share their personal things, their belongings with others. Also, they were taught to share their beliefs, their spiritual gifts, with others by teaching, preaching, healing, serving, and helping. We need to think of this in terms of our own church. One can use your gifts to strengthen the kingdom of God. In our church, we have many different kinds of gifts being used in service through our ministries, including discipleship, missions, music, growth groups, and many other forms of service. We all need, with our fellowship, to support our church members to continue the ministry of God. God's koinonia also includes the acts of Bible study, prayer, and sharing meals together. Meals are physical food as well as our spiritual food. Many of our church members want our church to grow spiritually to do this. We need to continue to spend more time on providing both these kinds of food among our church members and neighbors. I thank all of our church volunteers who have done my works for the ministry of God, such as the main music, playgroup, school holiday programs, barbecue church, ESOL class, growth groups, music teams, and other ministries through our church. Straight after this service, we will have Sunday fun day. We will play some games and share food together. These activities are known as God's koinonia. I hope that many of you will stay and join with us to share God's love and grace with others in fellowship. The early believers of God spent much time teaching, praying, and eating together. They experienced and shared with each other how God had intervened in their journey. Let us read together the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 43. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. We understand that Almighty God can do wonders and miracles. However, in this verse, we see that even the apostles could do wonders and miracles. Here, we need to understand what wonders and miracles are. In those days, it was believed that only God could do wonders and miracles, such as healing, raising the dead, calming down the waves. However, this verse also refers to the actions of saving souls. In verse 47, we will come to understand the miracle of saving souls. The believers of Christ experienced God's miracle when they are saved by God. This is called grace, because it is given freely by God. This is the greatest miracle. Because of this, Christians 2,000 years later continue to live and walk for God, thanks to God's love and grace. Now we will read together verse 44 and 45. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he had need. After the early Christians experienced God's love and grace, many of them shared their possessions and goods with those who were in need. This was done voluntarily, not through force. As I said previously in this sermon, they shared their personal belongings as well as their spiritual gifts from God. We need to think of how to apply this into our lives. Similar to this, I remember a similar movement in Korea called Anabada. 아껴 쓰고, 나눠 쓰고, 바꿔 쓰고, 다시 쓰자. In which A means save, Na means share, Ba means swap or exchange, and Da means use again. In English, there is a similar phrase, 3 R's, recycle, reuse, and reduce. For instance, if you don't use any books or belongings, you could exchange them with others so that they can be shared and used again. While I was doing my studies in the USA, I remembered a place called Co-op. All the churches donated all kinds of goods, foods, clothing, and everything. As a student, I walked a few hours, and I was given the points. With the points, I was able to buy food. But other items, such as clothing and stationery, were given for free of charge. It was a great system for those haves and have-nots. Here in Oakland, we have Presbyterian Support, which also collects goods and helps those who are in need. And there's another kinds of sharing, which is Korea, we call talent or gift market. We all have different kinds of spiritual gifts or talents, such as teaching, preaching, healing, serving, and helping, which we can use to glorify God. In God's market, it is like selling your gifts and receiving other gifts through our church. We have seen how the early believers entered God's market in fellowship and how they also worshiped God. Now we are going to read together verses 46 and 47. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying favor of all the people. Thank you. The early believers met together and worshiped God on a regular basis. They gathered in fellowship and never neglected worshiped God in the temples. I know that some people wondered why they should come and worship God at church instead of just by themselves. Here is a good illustration of why it is necessary to come and worship God with others at church. There was a minister in a church, and one day, a man told the minister that he didn't need to attend the church service because he could worship God by himself. On a cold night, the minister came to his house and demonstrated the necessity of swearing in worship. In front of the fireplace, he took some wood out of the fire. The wood stopped burning within a few minutes. However, the other wood in the fireplace was still burning well. The man understood this lesson and said, "Reverend, I can see that I was not able to serve God on my own, and I will return to the church and the fellowship again." Each one of us is like the wood in the fireplace. If we do not unite and work together, we may have trouble of thriving in this world. However, if we unite together, we can succeed and may even do wonderful works. Without the support of the Christians at the church in the Philippi, the Apostle Paul would not have succeeded in preaching the gospel in many countries. By uniting with believers of God, he was able to accomplish the ministry of God. Even Paul could do it alone. In the new migrant class, now it is Easter, on Wednesdays, one of the hardest things is that students are on all different levels, believers and non-believers, with no English, beginner, intermediate, and advanced. The two main purposes of the class are to help new migrants to improve their English and to encourage them to become members of our church so that they can learn more about God. And many of the new members have come through this class. Some people have never heard about God. Last year, we invited a Taiwanese couple to our Sunday service. They told us that they have never been to church before. And they told us that it was their first time to come to the church in all their 60 years. They enjoyed our Sunday services and gave their thanks to our church members who warmly welcomed them. I thank you for your continual prayers and support in this outreach. At a seminar hosted in America, Andy Stanley, a senior pastor of North Point Community Church, told the audience that the growth of his church was due to the actions of welcoming believers who do not attend the church, the unchurched, and non-believers. So, if you want to spread the gospel and help our church to grow, then we need to spend more time on welcoming the unchurched and new non-believers. And in this way, we will continue to glorify God and His kingdom. As well as this, we need to help our members to grow their faith through Bible studies, prayers, services, and fellowship. Our final verse shows us how this happened to the early believers who lived and worked for God. Let us read together, verse 47. "And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Amen. Dearly